In the Seder this week, Parshat Yisrei, in the Seder Sedibris, one of the mitzvahs is Laisisa, the Laisa say, the Lava Laisisa Shem Hashem Al Kech L'Shav. Parshat Yisrei is not to take the Eibush's name in vain, to say the Eibush's name in Levatala. That's the Avera. But the Gemara in Tumur, the Aftalot says that's not what this pasuk is talking about. If you just say the Shem Hashem Levatala, you're not Oiva Laisisa. If you say the Shem Hashem Levatala, you're Oiva a mitzvah asay, the Gemara is going to explain. But the lab of the says the dibbis of Laisisa, Shem Hashem Lekech L'shav, that refers to a Shvua Shav or Shvua Sheker. If a person, Chas Shalom, uses the Eibush's name to say a Shvua Shav means he swears for no reason. He makes a Shvua that this table, he swears that this table is a table. And it's obvious, everyone can see it's a table, he's not saying anything, or this Evan is an Evan, this Rak is a Rak. That's a Shvua Shav. And if he uses the Eibush's name for a Shvua, that's when he's over this lab of Laisisa. Or Shvur Sheka, or if he makes a Shvur B'Shem Hashem and he lies, he's also Eva Leisisa. That's the Leis to say. And this Leis to say is Leikin Olav, he gets Malkus. But if he just says the Eivish's name, Levatola, by itself, the Gemara says, you're not Eva Leisisa, you're Eva Mitzvah Asay. Which mitzvah? So there's two Gisayas. The Gis in front of us in the Gemara is that we have is you're Eva the Mitzvah Asay of Es Hashem Al Kechatira. It's a mitzvah in the Torah to have Meir for Yiras Hashem. Yiras Hashem, and part of Yiras Hashem is to be afraid not to say the Shem Levatala. Rashi brings a different pasuk. Rashi seemed to have a different gist in the Gemara, and Rashi brings a pasuk in Kisavi. The pasuk says, Liyiras Hashem Hanechbed Vanoira. Maybe it's a little bit clearer pasuk, it's special pasuk on Yir of the Shem Hashem. Liyiras Hashem Hanechbed Vanoira. You don't say the Ebush's name for Levatala for no reason. But it's big nafkamina. If a person just says the Shem Hashem, he's over Mrs. Asay, but there's no Malkus in Mrs. Asay. If he makes a Shvua Shav, then he's over Leisisa. It's a Leisisa, it's Chayav Malkus. There's a chilk between Asay and a Leisisa. We know in the Tayag Mitzvahs, 365 Leisisas are negative, do not do. And in 248, Ramach, Mrs. Asay is that you should do. And in a way, a Leisisa is more chamo, because most Leisisas get Malkus. Not everyone, sometimes every Leisisa also doesn't get Malkus if it's a if it's a Avshem B'maisa, other Machalikas, other reasons, but Mitzvah Asay never gets Malkus. So that's a big nafkamina. There's a Machalikas Rishonim, what about Bracha Vatala? First makes a Bracha Vatala, he's also saying the Shem Hashem, and Bracha Vatala, is that considered part of Laisisa? So there's a Gemara, and Chayr B'Feirish, Gemara and Bracha, Staf Lama Gimel, the Gemara says B'Feirish, Kol Mavarach Bracha Shein Tzricha, Eva Mishum Laisisa. Whoever makes a Bracha Shein Tzricha, Bracha Vatala is Eva Laisisa. It seems the Gemara is saying that Bracha Vatala is the same thing like a Shvu Shav. It's the same, Eva the Slav. And so it's more chomba than just saying the Shem Hashem, which is only Eva Nasei. It'll be the Laisis Eva Laisisa. And as they pass in the Rambam, the Magen Avraham is Medayik this in the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that Bracha Vatala is Eva Laisisa, Eva the Lav Deraisa. As the Rambam paskins in Pekal, Pekal's Bracha, Sochat HaSvav, the Rambam says, Kol Mavarach Bracha Shein Tzricha, Harizeh Noisei Shem Shemayim L'Shav, Harihu K'nishba L'Shav. The Rambam says, Beferish, it's like a Shvu L'Shav. So the Magen Avraham is Medayik. What's the Rambam saying that if you make a Bracha L'Vatala, Harizeh, Harihu K'nishba L'Shav? So the Magen Avraham, the Rambam's coming to tell you this, don't think it's just it's a Shem Hashem L'Vatala, it's Mamash Shvu L'Shav. The Rambam's like Shvu L'Shav, so you see the Rambam holds that you're over. You're using the Shem Hashem and the Bracha Matonga, you're able to lav the rice and it will get Malkus. But Taisus and Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Gimel is Chaylik. Taisus and Rosh Hashanah brings down also this Gemara and Brachas, that Gemara Brach Shein Tzuch Eivim Bel Noise Yisa, but Taisus says it's only the Rabbanon. Aye, the Gemara says, Eivim Mishum Lois Yisa, the Muslim says Eivim Mishum Lois Yisa, Zach Taisus has Smachta Ba'alma. The Gemara just means in Smachta. We know many times in Shas, in Chazal, a lot of times Chazal make an Issa Bonan and then they make an Asmachta. They bring a Pasuk. It's not the Reis. It's not really said so in the Pasuk, but the Pasuk is a Smach, something to rely on, like a Remez. It's not even a Remez. A Remez is also a Shukul the Reis. But it's like a Shukul Remez that the Rabbanon should make such a Takana. And we'll get to Tosfos Raya soon. But Al Kaponim, that's Tosfos Shita. The Bracha Vatala is only the Rabbanon. And the Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed is very much Mayach in this Leis to say, this mitzvah of Leisisa Shem Hashem L'Shav. He goes through pages and pages about the Gedarim of Shvu Shav and Shvu Sheka. He doesn't mention one time, he doesn't mention at all Bracha Vatala. He doesn't mention the Rambam Shita. So to me, it's a little bit mashma that the Chinuch holds like Taisus. That this mitzvah of Leisisa does not apply to Bracha Vatala. But Akaponim, it'll come out, according to Tosis, Bracha Vatonga is less than saying the Shem Shemayim Levatonga. If you say the Shem Shemayim Levatonga, you're over Mitzvah Say the Reisa. If you do Bracha Vatonga, you're not even over that. So it'll come out that Tosis and the Rambam are being chelik over here, Menakotza Akotza. Like it's two ends of the spectrum. In relation, how do you compare Bracha Vatonga to at least being Moisi Shem Shemayim Levatonga, just saying the Shem Levatonga? According to Tosis, Bracha Vatonga is not as bad. It's not Yasa the Reisa at all. First makes the bracha v'tonga, he's only over nisr rabbanon. If he says the shem levatonga, that's when he's over in nisr the right and asay mitzasay the right of a shem al kachatira or the other pasuk. And the shvuah would be the loisasay, would be the highest madrega, would be the highest aver. And according to Rambam, it's the opposite. A bracha v'tonga would be worse than being moisi shem shemayim levatonga. If you moisi shem shemayim levatonga, just say the shem, you over only mitzasay. There's no malchus. But if you make a bracha v'tonga, it's even worse. It'll be a loisase, a loisisa. So it's like machoikus menakatsa akatsa. So how do we understand this? So Tosfos shita that bracha v'tonga is not as bad as being moisi shem shemayim levatonga. That you also have to understand. By bracha v'tonga, you are saying the Eibush's name for no reason. A person, let's say, he made a shakal and then he goes and makes a shakal again. A bracha mazayin this again. So bracha v'tonga, he said the Shem Hashem. Why isn't he over at least the mitzvah asay of es Hashem al kachatir? Why is this worse than saying the Shem Hashem? So I think pshat is that Tosfos will hold bracha v'tonga is not as bad as just saying the Shem Shemayim v'tonga, because at least you're saying it in the nusach of shevach. You're saying it without a reason. But l'maisa, you are saying baruch atah Hashem. You're not just saying by Shem Shemayim v'tonga. You're just saying Shem Shemayim v'tonga. Over here, you're saying the Shem, but you're saying it with a haidah and a shevach. You're saying baruch atah. You're saying shakal nibidvaroi. You're saying this Shem. Everything happened with His word. Everything became from His word. You're saying baruch mina mazainus. He created types of food. He's saying he brought bread out of the earth. He's saying a shevach, saying a haidah. So maybe that's why Tosfos holds bracha v'tonga is not even the aveira of Shem Shemayim levatonga. Stam saying even b'meizit. Yeah, but the bracha v'tonga. Well, but Shem Shemayim. Well, how would you compare Shem Shemayim levatonga to bracha v'tonga b'shoigig? They're both the b'shoigig. This would be even as I say. Because that's okay, because it's derech shev. That's why Tosfos is not as bad. Oh, but now we have to understand what's on the Rambam. The Rambam holds bracha v'tonga is worse than being moisi shem shemayim levatonga. Why? L'chayr, the only thing wrong with bracha v'tonga is you're saying Hashem's name, but it shouldn't be worse than a person who says Hashem's name on its own. At least over here, he said it b'derech shevach. Why should bracha v'tonga be a person just says the Shem Shemayim levatonga? He's even not say he doesn't get malchus. But according to Rama, a person makes a bracha v'tonga amazing, he'll get malchus. It's worse. It's ever lois to say. Why should it be worse? All he did was he said the Shem levatonga. And he also, but at least he said b'derech shevach. It should be either the same or better.
It's like a shvu. With a shvu, you'd say he said the truth, but he's saying there's no reason for it. Once you're misakin bracha, you're saying exactly, you know, there's no need for what you're saying.
And when you say the shem levatonga on its own, there's no need for what you're saying either.
How do you understand
shvu? Shvu seems that's the lavender to tell you. You're using Davish's name to make yeshua. You know,
there's no such thing as a bracha. I don't understand what does it mean. In the Torah, the whole nusach bracha is drabah.
That's all part of the kasha. So why does the Rambam see bracha v'tonga should be worse than being mitzvah shem v'tonga? The person says the shem Hashem for no reason. He's over mitzvah asay, no malchus. But if he says it in the form of a bracha, which happens to be a little bit haidah and shevach, all of a sudden it's worse. It gets malchus. Why? What's worse about it? So I was thinking maybe Sipshan Rambam. What's worse about it is by a bracha you're saying it to Hashem. You're saying atah. He's not only saying the Shem Shemayim Levatonga, but you're saying it Hashem in front of the Eibush. You're saying Baruch Atah, and then you go and say Hashem's name Levatonga while you're talking to Hashem. Stam Shem Shemayim Levatonga, you're not Molikot. Where the Eibush is everywhere. We always have to remember that. Shvisi Hashem Levatonga Gisamid. But you're not saying it in front of the Eibush. You're just saying the Shem Shemayim Levatonga. That's a mitzvah say that you're not having Moir to say the Eibush's name. But when you go to Baruch Levatonga, they're just saying more in front. Maybe that's why it's worse. That should be worse than true then. Well, how worse could you get? We made it ready, like say, we're giving you Malchus, and we can't get worse than that, I think.
I don't know, so you can do that without
If a person would do that without himself, then all of a sudden...
Say, this is bracha means, like,
I don't know. The Chazon Ish actually, I think, goes a little bit different. There's a shtuk of Chazon Ish which we could take out of it. I think you might see a different shot. Because the Chazon Ish is a different kasha. The Chazon Ish is a kasha. According to Tosfos, this is Gemara Brachas that said, according to Tosfos, it's an asmachta. It's only the Abana, and the Gemara is only making a smachta. They're showing a pasuk to be semachan. In fact, the Chazon Ish kasha. The Chazon Ish starts off, what is the Aveir Bracha Vatala? The whole Aveir Bracha Vatala is saying the Shem Hashem Vatala. So, in fact, the Chazon Ish, if you can call it only Derabanan for whatever reason, and make an Asmachta, why make an Asmachta from Laisisa? Why is the Gemara making the Asmachta from that Pasuk? Laisisa is the Pasuk of Shvua. The Gemara should have said, Oiv Mishum Es Hashem Al Kechatira. The Gemara should have made an Asmachta from the Pasuk of Shem Shemayan Vatala. From the Mitzaseh. If the Gemara is only saying that Bracha V'Tonga is not also the Raisa at all, it's not even a Mitzvah Sase, it's only the Rabbanan. But the Gemara is making a Smachta. Why is the Gemara saying, Oy, Mishum, Oy, Sisa? Why is it pulling out the Pasuk of Shvua? It has nothing to do with Shvua. If anything, it's related to, it's the Rabbanan, but it's in the class of Shem Shemayim V'Tonga. So the Gemara should say, Kom Vach Vashem Tzicha, Oy, Mishum, Es Shem Kechatira. Or the other pasuk, and then the Tosfos would say it's an asmachta. It's not really even misasay. But why is it saying this asmachta, not that asmachta? It's effect the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish, this kasha is mashma to him that Bracha V'Tala has nothing to do with Moisi Shem Shemayim V'Tala. It's not because he being Moisi the Shem Shemayim V'Tala. If it was Moisi Shem Shemayim V'Tala, and that was the reason for this Rabbanan, then they would have been made asmachta for Moisi Shem Kechatira. It's not that aver at all, even the Rabbanan. That's why the Gemara didn't bring that pasuk. And the reason is, I think the way we're saying, because on Maisa you're saying it b'derech shevach. That's why it's not Maisa Shem Shemayim V'Tala. But what is the Issa? So the Chazon Ish, what is the Issa the Rabbanan? So the Chazon Ish lashon is, he says, V'efsha, the Issa, Baruch Hashem Yitzricha, Eini Mishum Haskaris Hashem. It's not because he mentions Hashem. Ela Mishum Chasorin Yira, She'ein Ha'odem Roin L'gesh Yisrael HaKadosh Tamid. A person has no right to go talk to the Eibishter anytime he wants like this. L'gesh Yisrael HaKadosh Tamid, Ela Kefi Mashakovu Chachamim. Only according to what Chazal Shtel the Vek went to make a bracha. Therefore, the Gemara did not bring down the pasuk of the year as Hashem and Nechbad. The Chazon Ish is saying that there is the mashal by mashal Melech Bas Vadam. A person wants to say shevach to the king. He has no right just to barge into the king anytime he wants and start praising the king. The chutzpah, you don't barge in. Same thing by brachas. You have no right to make a bracha when Chazal said when to make a bracha. You have no right to go and make a bracha anytime you want. That's the aver. So it's a whole different aver, a whole different musik. It's going like a chutzpah, going in without rishus.
So why is it like
shvuah? You're right. I don't see that. I don't see that. Maybe, but at least he's coming to say why the more than being the other pasuk.
Right.
It's not the kasha was a chayr of the pel. It was a chayr of the gemara should have made a smachta on es Hashem kachatira, because the whole basis is this is Hashem shemang avatala. So what the Chazon Ish says in bracha avatala, you're really not saying avatala because you're saying a derech shevach. Oh, so I was talking about saying a different notion of avata with the Shem Shemayim, but I was claiming more the other way. What would be if a person would say the Shem Shemayim with his own lashon of shevach? We're saying now that if a person makes a bracha, he's not over the aveira of saying the Shem Shemayim Levatonga because it's the Nusach of Shevach and Aida. He's thanking Hashem. What if he says his own Nusach of Shevach? He says Baruch and he says the Shem Adonus. And he says something, his own Shevach. He thanks Hashem for something Hashem did for him personally. And I think the Shem will be more common in the Shem Shemayim Belaz, which happens to be Machleges Yishayinim. Is there an Issa to say the Shem Shemayim Belaz, G-O-D in English, or Gimel Aleph Tes in Yiddish? Are you allowed to say that on Levatala for no reason? So that seems to be machaikas. The Kiveg is Medayik, and the Kiveg in Shuva Simchafe is Medayik in the Rambam. The Rambam Pegu Beisuch Hashuah Sochil Aleph, Paskins, he says Beferish. Vafiyunga Haske Shem and Hashem is Miyuchodim Levatala Asa, Vaf Bishon Ginishba. The Rambam brings down that very to say the Shem Hashem, even without a Shuah, is Asa. It's Asa, it's an Issa Asay. But the Rambam says, Vafiyunga Haske Shem and Hashem is Miyuchodim. The only aver of saying the Shem Shemayim is Meduyik in the Rambam is only from the Shemus Miyuchadim. We learned the other week we were learning the Gemara in Shavuos, the Talmud Hey, the seven Shemus Miyuchadim, the Shem Adonus, the Shem Yud Kei, the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, the Shem Alekim. These names of Hashem, Elokecha, these Shemus you're not allowed to say for no reason. In English, G-O-D, or in Yiddish, Gimel Naftes, Chari would not be also according to the Rambam. But the Chassam Sofer in the Dorim, being derived from the Ran, the first Ran, the Ran in the Dorim that pays the Maral, after the Ran is Chaylak. The Ran, we won't go through the whole Rai, it's a very nice Chassam Sofer, but the Chassam Sofer brings a Rai that the Ran holds, even a Shem Belaz, even a Shem in any language, would be Asa to say Levatala. So according to the Ran, you have to talk about Nizza, be careful not to say the shame. People, unfortunately, today it's getting, I think, more common than ever. People say, oh my, G-O-D. OMG. That's my shayla. But people say, me personally, it bothers when people say, oh my, G-O-S-H. I think in a way, maybe that's not the shame, but it's like, I don't know what they're trying to do over there. It doesn't sound bakavadik to me. So kids, I think, have to be taught that today to try to get out of that habit. But definitely, oh my, G-O-D, just in the Weltrein, in English, Elter Yidden would say, Gimel Naftes. According to Machlekes, going to the Ran, it's also that Yehovah the Mitzvah say the Reis on Chayiv, saying the Shem Hashem Vatala by Hashem Balaz. According to Ram, I'm not, but according to Ran, yes. I saw one time apparently the Gepir Sreis Tshuva. I don't know why I can't find it now, but the Pisrei, I'm Kamat Zichai, so I'm pretty sure I saw it. The Pisrei Tshuva brings down from Bienes and Eibschitz that the reason why Anias is Matsui in his time, he writes there's poverty in his time, is because people on Nichshon, they say too often Gimel Anavtes. They say the Shem Hashem Balaz. They're all saying, oi Gimel Naftes, oi Gimel Naftes. And because they're being over, and Chayyur, the Yenisnaib just means according to the Ran. When you say the Shem Hashem, even Balaz, too often, he says, Rahman and Slan, it causes Anias, it causes poverty. Oi, with the word oi, it becomes a tune. Okay. So that, now we get to our Shayla. What about a person would say, B'dach Shevach? We say, thank G-O-D. He would say, oh, in Yiddish, I dank Gimel Aftes, people say, I say it, der Chlimit, I dank God, der Chlimit. People say that it's a Shevach, Haidah, is that allowed? Because we're saying when a person makes a bracha, the reason why it's not so bad is because at least it's in the Derech of Haidah. So what about in Laz, in English or in Yiddish, if he says it be Derech Shevach, would that be Mutter or not? So I think the Aviraya from this Chazanish, Chaznish in Erechaim Simkuf Lam Zayin, or Zayin, brings down the famous Yishami. The Yishami says that if a person Hatoyev Moshe Shem Shemang of Atala, a person makes a mistake and he says Hashem Shemang of Atala, Tzorach Leim Miyad Baruch Shem Kvei Machusin Lam Ved. We all know this, that a person accidentally slips and says the Shem Hashem, he should right away say Baruch Shem Kvei Machusin Lam Ved. The Chaznish says, is this a tick in Goma? Does this mamish fix it? That okay, he fixed it, so it's no Aveir, it's not of Atala. Or is it only a tikkun ktsas, he calls it? Only a shtukuk, it remains in a bear and a bear, a bear, whatever it is, but you just try to fix it a little bit, but you're not fixing it completely. So the Chaznish is medayik in the Rambam, Perek Yubei, Soch Hashuas, Loch Yid Aleph, that the Rambam says, Im toha loshin, v'hoitzi shem levatolah. Person slips, the tongue slips, and he says, the shem levatolah, yimaya right away, she quickly miyad right away, v'shabeach, and he should praise, v'yifah, v'yahad, should beautify the shem, lo'i kadeshin le'yizoch levatolah. That should not be levatolah. Ketzad, om Hashem, if he says the shem Hashem, oim baruch hu le'elam ve'ed, oi godhu mulhum oid, u'kiyotzi b'zeh, kadeshin le'yihin levatolah, or it should not be levatolah. Agav, the Rambam seemed to have a different guess than the Yishami. Our guess is the Yishami says you should say Baruch Shem Kvod Machusin Lam Ved. The Rambam says you should say Baruch Hu Lo'olam Ved. A little bit different guess. But whatever it is, you should say words of Shevach. But the Rambam ends off, Kedei Shem Lo Yehein Avatala, in order Shem not being Avatala. Zok Techazanish, it's Masha from the Rambam. What's the Rambam saying? Kedei Shem Lo Yehein Avatala. It's Masha from the Rambam is saying, when you do this, you take off the Avatala, and you fix it completely. So if you say the Shem, and right away you say a Shevach, so you fixed it. It wasn't Vatalma. I said the Shem, you know what to praise him. Say Baruch Shem for Machus and Lamed. So it comes out, according to his Chazanish, his Diag and Rambam, once you say a Shevach, it's not there at all. And I think that would work in English also. So people that want to say, you know, thank G-O-D, that wouldn't be so bad, because at least they're saying a Derech Shevach. Right, that's the reason. And that's the reason why bracha v'tolo. Right, that's what we're saying. That's why bracha v'tolo is not bad.
He's talking stam shem shemayim without the bracha.
Right. He's actually asking. So what's wrong with bracha v'tolo at all? Why should bracha v'tolo be a veiro? Why should even be asim midarbanan?
Why do you say?
Also, that's what the chazan is. Also, the chazan. Right, so that was the other Chazon. The Chazon Ish explained that what Itaka, it's no Aveir of Shushan Rang Avatala. It's not Avatala. The Aveir is a Geshe, a person who is Shush, a Geshe Sal Kodesh on his own.
No, but the Chazon Ish.
This also you have the right to do on your own, but he said, okay, but I guess Brachas is a little bit more going in. This is more on the outside. The Chazon Ish is a little bit different. I know what you mean, and we're going to get to say it now. Chazon Ish is a little bit different. The Yishami also says, when you make a bracha v'tonga, we know, we teach kids, you know, right away, say, we know that, we do it ourselves. In fact, the Chazon Ish, what does this help? What is this adding? When you say, you want to create a shevach, so you say a shevach on it. But a bracha v'tonga, you already said a shevach. You already, what is the Baruch Shem from Moksung Amved? More than you said. First you said Baruch Atah. You said Baruch Atah. What does Baruch Atah Hashem mean? It's Bavus Nefesh HaChaim. That doesn't mean we're not benching the Hashem. That means Baruch Atah is that you are the Makoha Baruchas. That's what Nefesh HaChaim teaches all Baruchas. You say Baruch Atah Hashem. No, that's not the way you understand Nefesh HaChaim.
It is.
Everyone says Makoha Baruchas. Okay, this is the other
pshat. Nefesh HaChaim says that you can Baruch to Dvayim Shulam Deshim.
But the Chazon Ish is, but by every Baruch Vatonga, first we're saying Baruch Atah, which is a Shevach, and then you're saying Hamaytzinach Minaris, which is a Shevach. So you said a Shevach. That wasn't the problem. What are you eating on by saying Baruch Shem Kvei Mokhusung Amved? If by every Shem Shemang of Vatonga, what you're eating on by Baruch Shem Kvei Mokhusung Amved is to throw in a Shiddle Shevach, but what are you eating on with, what are you eating on with this? Yeah, I understand. Yes, but Maisa, what are you fixing? You had one more shevach. You already said a few shevachim in the bracha. You had another shevach. So that's really what the Chazon Ish answers. He answers, "Vakachach tzarach leima, the came to me the rabbanon us to bracha shen tzricha. Since the Maisa they made is the rabbanon according to Tosis." Tiknu b'zeh laharish zeh asa. They were masakin to show that it's asa. Unachshivik meishem shmarang v'talga, and to compare it to meishem. Just like meishem shmarang v'talga, you have to say baruch sheng for mochsung amved. The same thing with baruch v'talga, you have to say baruch sheng for mochsung amved to show that you did something wrong. That's all it is. It's not the same fix. By regular shem shmarang v'talga, it's mamash tikin gomel lachayer. That's what like in Rambam. When you fix it and you say baruch sheng for mochsung amved, you're masakin it, and now it's not the v'talga. So, okay, but Agoponim, our Shaila, if you're allowed to say the Shem with a notion of Shevach, or especially Belaz, in English or in Yiddish, according to the Ran, if you're allowed to say with notion of Shevach, we said, according to what the Chazon Ish is explaining, it would be Mutta. And I have another Shtickle right in my car for it that it should be Mutta. There's a Hagoyas Mikivega in Shechonach, beginning Shechonach, Chesitzes, actually before Chesitzes, in Rosh Kama Spike, Simon Hay. The Kfeger brings down from the Sefer Chassidim, one of the Rishonim, Rehu the Chassid, the Sefer Chassidim says, "Em echad mesapeh chazdei Hashem she'asulai." If someone is talking and he's saying over a maisa chazdei Hashem that happened to him, u'metchin gomaski Hashem, and he starts off by saying the Shem. He starts off. He says, "That's his way of talking." He says, "Hashem adonus." But Reik Zalugman, he wants to finish the story. Reik Zalugman, the verb "masha asulai Hashem," what Hashem did for him. Asulai of sigur with verb. Zok the Sefer Chassidim, don't start talking. Don't interrupt him. Because if you interrupt him, it might come out that he won't finish his story and he'll just be left with the Shem Shemayim of Atala. But interesting, the Sif Sidim and Zofav, the person says the Shem Hashem, and you know he wants to curse somebody. He started Shem Hashem. Mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to interrupt him. Don't let him finish. He shouldn't be Ivas. He brings them, Sif Chasidim, Simon Samachay, and Simon Tafman Tess in two places. He's doing it very anyway. Don't let him do a bigger aver. But upon the first half of the Sefer Chassidim says, someone says Hashem Hashem, and he wants to be Masaba B'chaz Di Hashem. Don't interrupt him. Let him finish. It shouldn't be Shem Vatala. A little bit of smashma. If he finishes his mutter, maybe not. Maybe the Sefer Chassidim is just saying, let him at least say some shevach. So since it should be so bad, maybe it's not mutter gama. But a little bit of smashma, it's mutter gama. Let's go back to the Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah Shita that. A bracha v'tonga is only us midrabanan. Even though we have a chayav befeish shigmor that says kol mevach bracha shenit tzuich ayvim mishum leisisas ayvim mishum leisisas. Zok taisis al chayav deichik, and he says this gemara is lav dafke. It's only midrabanan. The pasuk is smach the bama. Why does taisis say that? The reason is taisis is a raya. Taisis is a kasha. The gemara in brachas that chafanov says Suffolk Amad Amis Vyatsev, person's davening, and they're up to Shmanesi race, and he has almost son of Suffolk, he's Mavulbul. Did I say Amis Vyatsev or not? He's not sure if he said it. Suffolk, Loya Amah Chizavayma, she say it over. My timer, the Gemara says, Amis Vyatsev deraisa. Because Amis Vyatsev, after Krishna, before Shmanesi, is deraisa. Why is it deraisa? So Rashi says, because Maskeba Yitzis Mitzrayim, the Chiv of deraisa. Because as a mitzvah say, of Schir Yitzis Mitzrayim, you have to mention Yitzis Mitzrayim every morning, every night, and that's deraisa. In fact, Taisa Kasha, Al Schis Sis Mitzrayim, Achayu Yetz and Krishma itself. In the Yema, at the end, he said, Ni Yisham Malkechem Shetzei Sis Chem Etz Mitzrayim, Ni Yisham Malkechem, Ni Yisham Malkechem Emes. He said Yitzis Mitzrayim. So Taisa says two Tzim. The first Teretz is talking about Balkari, who wasn't allowed to say Krishma, a whole Cheshman. But the second Teretz, Taisa, may be a little bit like to understand. Taisa says, when the Gemara says, Sofik Kar Amma Emes V'yatziv, it means you have a Sofik if you said the third Pasha of Krishma also. It means you have also, did you say Vayoyim, did you say the Pasha, did you say Emes V'yatziv? And the Gemara just calls it all Emes V'yatziv because it's all inclusive. That's all about Tzibetzis, about Tzchiyas Tzibetzis Mitzrayim. So the Gemara calls it Shukot Echit Teretz, also Vayoyim says Tzibetzis Teretz. So you have a Sofik if you said at the Pasha, the end of Krishma, and the Sofik you said Emes V'yatziv. The Gemara says, say it over. So Tosfos Medayek, that's Masha from the Gemara, when you say, if you have a Sofik and you say it over, you say the Bracha also. Of Gal Yisrael, even though maybe you would say that's not what the Gemara means, but Ma'ase says what Tosfos learns. Tosfos learns it means you say the bracha also of Gal Yisrael. So if bracha v'talma will be an issa deraisa, how could you say over the bracha of Gal Yisrael Masafik? You have a suffik if you eat to the mitzvah or not. How could you go say the bracha of Gal Yisrael? It's a suffik unless to say. Must be that bracha v'talma is only derabanan. So if bracha is only derabanan, then we can understand if you have a suffik. In the chiv deraisa, then you could chiv deraisa. You can't say the bracha. That's Tosfos Teretz. So that's Tosfos Raya. The whole bracha is only the one. The emes is Tosfos still hard to understand, because even if the bracha is zichad rabbanan, even if you have a mitzvah deraisa of schiis tis mitzrayim, but to say bracha Hashem gal yisrael is definitely the rabbanan. So just because you have a suffix, if you have your mitzvah deraisa, why would you be
allowed to get to the bracha?
Right, so why should you say the bracha? It's a bit hard to understand. So I was thinking, it's just Mechay Makusha, maybe Tosfos over here is going in the sheet.
The Shem is Drabbanan. The
Shem
is
And now that's the Rabbanan, we tell you.
But
why say it? But it should be like every suffix the Rabbanan lahakel, even if it's the Rabbanan.
So why
is the bracha nimshach together with the krishma? The krishma is the raisa, and the emes v'yatziv maybe is the raisa. No, just understand the tesis. Yeah, Enacham is part of the Kivegas Kasha. Echay Kivegas is in this Kasha also on Tosis. Echay is part of the Kivegas Kasha. Right. One Tosis I was thinking might be with the Tosis in Sukkah, Daf Gimel Maral, famous Tosis says that whatever you're not Yoytzim Midabonon, you're not Yoytzim Midarais either. Tosis gives an example that the Midabonon, if you sit inside your Sukkah but the table's outside, it's possible Midabonon. I was afraid that you'll lean over and you'll eat over the table. So even if you eat inside, the sukkah is possible with the banan. So if Tosfos, if the sukkah is possible with the banan, you're not even yoytzei deraisa. The nail rishon of sukkahs, we mechuyav to eat the exais and sukkah. If you ate in such a case, you're not yoytzei, you have to go eat again. And the same sheet is in Tosfos Brachos, Takidalof, and it's also Ben Yoyna in the beginning of Brachos, where the according to Lada Tanoim, the first mission of Brachos, mid deraisa, you can lean Krishma honai. Mid the banan only till chatzais. So the Ben Yoyna, if you learn Krishma after Chatzos, you're not even Yoytzei Deraisa. The same svar. If it's possible with the Rabbanan, you're not even Yoytzei Deraisa. So maybe that's what's going on over here also. Since the mitzvah with the Rabbanan is with the bracha, if you don't say it with the bracha, you're not even Yoytzei Deraisa. But Al-Kaponim, this is Tosfos Raya. Tosfos brings a Raya that the whole Issa is, the whole Issa Bracha V'Talam must be the Rabbanan. To say Gal Yisrael?
Not to say Gal Yisrael. Not to say it. But it is, the Chum said not to do it. The Pur said not to do it this way.
What, the Sukkah?
Against the Chum. Right. You did it. you did it against the way they said. Here it came out, there's a suffix right now, but you didn't go against what they said.
Okay. But Akopon, and this is Tosfos' main raya, that it must be the bracha of a Talmud is only the Rabbanon, because if it be the raya, then just because you have a suffix on the Mitzvah, why would you make bracha, why would you say all your song like that? So the Kveg, in over that tshuva, Simchafei, stelt sich, what's the pshan the Rambam? What would the Rambam answer this question? The Rambam tackles the bracha of a Talmud is the raya. So how does he learn the Gemara? Why do you say, when a suffix on the Mitzvah, just because you have a chiv the raya, what gives you a right to get involved with the suffix loisa say? The Raisa Bracha Vatala, as I expect with Kivega. So first I was thinking maybe we could answer. We know we have a cloud, the Gemara's of Joshua and Shabbos, the Afkufa and Bezum and Bez, in the beginning of Yavamis, other places that Esther Decha Leisa Say. We have a cloud. In a way, Leisa Say is more Chama than an Asay. Leisa Say is Chayav Malkus, but in a way, an Asay is more Chama, and Asay is Decha Leisa Say, which really I think the Pshad is that the Mokkam, the Mr. Say, the Torah did not give the Leisa Say. That's the Gemara's Joshua. The Torah told you to do something. And it's Be'idna, it's the exact same moment, and that moment is no loisa say. But Akaponim, an asay is dech loisa say. So maybe you could say, just like an asay is dech loisa say, the same thing, a suffix asay would not be dech loisa say, but a suffix asay could be dech a suffix loisa say. Over here, you have a suffix if you're Makai in the midst of Shechis Mitzrayim, and you also have a suffix, maybe by doing this, you'll be able to loisa say of Bracha Vatala. A suffix asay should be dech a suffix loisa say. Maybe that's the Teretz. But you don't like it. I don't like it either. The Tosis doesn't like this.
No,
very good. The Tosis is bringing this out. The Maisa Tosis doesn't like it, and the Kirega doesn't like it, and the Tosis Poshit. Because by Esther Decha Leisa Say, at least you're Vada, you're Mekayim that say. Over here, there's a possibility that you're over a Leisa Say, and you're not Mekayim and Say. You don't say, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do a Matzav that might be a Vada Leisa Say and a Suffolk Say. See, it sounds good. Suffolk Say should be there for Suffolk Leisa Say. But if you look a little deep into it, but it's not really Suffolk Asay, it's possibility of no Asay at all, and yes, Leisa Say. That's why it doesn't work over here. But upon him, this is Kivegas Kasha. What does the Rambam do with Tosfos Raya? How can the Rambam Paskin that Bracha V'Tol is the same thing like Shavuah Shoh, the Bracha V'Tol is the Raisa? The Tosfos Bracha Raya, the Gemara says, with Suffolk of Shechis Mitzrayim, Suffolk of Ma'am Sviatz, if you're not to make the Bracha, how can you do that? So Kivegas says, as Lashon is Ella, Al Kochach must be a Dover Bori, because the Bori Kaven the Suffolk Dereis Al Chumma. Since the Maisa Halacha, Suffolk, we have a Klal, Suffolk Dereis Al Chumma, Imi Dereis Mi Dabonon. So Machagas Rishonim, Kivega is mentioning, it's either Dereis or Dabonon, Machagas Rambam and Rashba, the first Shev Shmaisa talks about this, but Al Kaponim, that's what you're supposed to do, Suffolk Dereis Al Chumma. Kaven the Olav Achiv, Lahatsky, Tzis Mitzrayim, oh, I forgot to mention, Lorch Bechas Amazim, Kivega is the same Kasha on Birchas Hamazon. There's one other place where all Suffolk, we the halacha is Suffolk brachas lahakol. If you have a Suffolk where you make a bracha, it's lahakol. You don't do it. The reason is because it's a Suffolk of bracha batala. Except for one bracha, the Rambam Paskin. It's not a Gemara. Interesting. It's just a Rambam. The Rambam Paskin's person to get is not sure if he benched. Person not sure if he benched. What do you do? The Rambam says you have to bench over because that's a Suffolk deraisa lachumah. Because Birchas Hamazon is deraisa and you mechiv to bench over. There's no makkah, and the makkah is, I think, from this gemara of Suffolk Amesviatzev that we see over here. We make the bracha, and interesting, the place can bring down. The Rambam doesn't say this. The place can bring down when you have a Suffolk, if you benched or not, you should bench over, including the bracha revius, including the fourth bracha. The fourth bracha bechus mazins derabanan. So why has that work? Why don't you see on that at least Suffolk derabanan lahakol? So the Mishnah Berurah is in Simkuf Peidal, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down from Achreinim, Kadei Shalom Mezalzel Bei. People should not be look at the fourth bracha like not so important, not to be Mezalzel, and therefore we say it over, which is a bit so schwer, because I mean that's the reason to get involved with a bracha Vatala. But maybe it's like we said before, it goes with the Gedev Tosis and Sukkah, that since Chazal Masak and the fourth bracha, to be Yetz to the midst of the race, you have to do it Kfi Takonis Chacham. But Akoponim, Kivege wants to say, that's the Teretz here also. So Kivege is also on the Rambam. Lamaisa, for first discussion, Kivege is also on the Rambam. How could you bench over Masafik? It's a Safik Leisa Say. It's a Safik according to Rambam being over in the Raisa Bracha Vatala. So basically, Kivege's teretz is that whatever you do, because you're doing lahalacha, you're doing it to be Mekayim halacha, Safik Raisa and Chumma, that's not called a Vatala. That's what we're saying. I'm not doing Vatala, I'm doing it because that's what I'm supposed to do. Even if it's the Raisa, for sure, Safak the Raisa, for sure, I'm doing the right thing. And even if it's the Rabbanan, I'm doing it because there's a Shtein Shulchan Aruch, then I'm supposed to bench over, I'm supposed to say Mitzvah Yatzev over with the Bracha. Whatever you do for a purpose, that's called the Tzayrich. Remainla, that's not Bracha Vatala. Oh, so Lamais, what's Pshad and Taisis? What's the machaikas over here? Tosfos Mishnah didn't say this. So I saw we have a sefer over here in the back, Birchas Chaim, from Chaim Aaron Lapidus Tombach. This is Chaim Aaron, our chaver, Bachanan Tombach's brother, who comes to visit us very often. He has a sefer in Brachas, and he says it very nice. He says, what the machaikas is very nice. The machaikas takes from the Rambam. He says, the Rambam will be the Rebbe Kiregas explaining that whatever you do for a tzorich is not a bracha of a Talmud. You do it for a tzorich. But Tosfos will hold, it's not tongi in a tzorich, it's tongi in the kiyum habracha. That the bracha has to be a chetzef in a bracha. It has to be mekayim with this bracha, the kiyum habracha. Since it's a sofik and there's a tzad that you benched already and maybe, I'm sorry, said by Emes V'yatzev, since it's a sofik and maybe you said already, Kol Yisrael, and you're not being mekayim the bracha now, that is a bracha v'tala. That's the machlokes. Is the ged a bracha v'tala, whatever is a tzorich or not a tzorich? The Kiriyah holds, if it's a tzorich halacha to make it, then it's not a bracha v'tala. But Tosfos holds, it has to be be'etzem mekayim in the bracha. You have to be mekayim the bracha. You have to be mekayim the mitzvah. You have to be mekayim the mitzvah of making the bracha with this bracha. And the tzad that you already yeis to the bracha, that's still called a bracha v'tala. Even though you have a chayiv to do it, right? But since the ma'is, the klap ishmai egal, Kirega says, even if, that's his loshen, afim kam ishmai egal, the klap birich, even if klap ishmai, they know, you already made a bracha, mikoma kameinu everyone like sisa, kima da isa kei machma sofik, chiyah, v'chayivu isi chazal, b'chayach lach zavach, ein ze b'chay bracha shen yitzicha. This is not b'chay bracha shen yitzicha. Kiva holds, even if kam ishmai egal, you made the bracha ready, and the whole bracha is bracha v'tala, but you did it for the right reason, it's a tzayach, not bracha v'tala. Aber Tosfos v'halten, even if Kamishmai Galia that it wasn't a Kima Brocha, it will be Brocha Batala. That's this way. It must be that's only Durbanon. Okay, there's a Dvar and Rosh Chan, the Daf Chav Tes also comes out like Tosis, the Brocha Batala is only Durbanon. It's so late, maybe we won't go into it. The Shtuka, another man, Malcolm, is a Chachma Shleimer from Shlomo Kluga in Erechaim, the beginning of Simon Ches, also about the Sinyan, and there's a little bit more to Kivega in Simon Chav Hei that I hope we'll learn in one of the future weeks. Okay, good to see you.